This is a life-changing message by the Apostle General Sam Crenshaw Ankara. Stay tuned.
Exodus chapter 14, verse number 13 to 14. Exodus chapter 14, verse number 13 to 14.
Exodus, eti du nine, eti chemu du mi ansadu kopim du nine. Moses, whom I told you, no, Exodus, eti du nine.
And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. 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 For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever.
Na Mose kachira nkofoni se, mamu nsuroma mama kuma entutu, nemo muntaidi, namo nse enkwajia onyanku bode bebramo, ene, 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 nesa mizifo muhu ene, mwere huu obyom debiarada.
And when God is going to take over your situation, he does it in verse number 14. Now, he is telling the people not to be afraid. Stand still. Now, the reason why they must stand still, for the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. If the Lord takes over your battle to fight, why do you have to prepare? Why do you have to fret? When God is taking over your battle, today I have come to push you aside and I have come to place the Lord God in your battles.
Amen.
Therefore, stand still. That's the message today. The message today is entitled, Stand Still and See the Salvation. Can you tell somebody sitting on your left and on your right, the Lord says, what is happening in the world today, he must come to fight for you. So therefore, stand still.
Amen.
It was not too long, it was COVID-19 that hit the world with unprecedented numbers of death. Families, brothers, sisters, loved ones dying left, right around the world. It was not too long.
And Chebiana COVID-19 Bebora, we are self-enemunara, and Kofado for every mu ya ya ya.
But God saw us through the COVID. And we, Royal House Chapel, we are still alive.
Yes.
We and our families and our houses.
Yes.
Can I tell you the prediction of the world? They said to us that the COVID, Africa will perish and Africa will die like rat. That's what they prophesied. They said they will collect dead bodies. But the God of Africa has kept us.
Yes.
Those who prophesied, they died more than us. And I came here to let our enemies know,
Jesus,
that we are still standing still.
Yes.
For every battle that is on our way,
on
our God will fight for us.
Yes.
And we shall hold our peace.
Hallelujah.
Somebody clap your hands and shout, stand still.
Stand still.
I didn't hear you.
Stand still.
Oh, some revelations are coming to you right now. Shout and say, stand.
Stand still.
And I pay ye better idea at I come as an self. On yami o ye ye free COVID moi. Royal House Chapel and Crabbate Nara. Any awa in a radi cry yeswa. Or be pure up and wuno. So on yaku pobeta so a cry sunatye. Omo katre se. E bibremudi ye be uti se once na. Emi a pra praye. Naso radi daneno. Emma a cry yeswa. Omo no mu eche ye. So on yami o ye free COVID mono. Or da so to se.
Businesses collapsed during the COVID time. Churches closed down. businesses closed up. Just when we were recovering from it, then another war broke somewhere in Russia and in Ukraine. Started fighting. Just when we thought it was getting over, the COVID shows up again in China, where it started from. And when the COVID is in China, I wanted to know that the end of COVID is coming. For COVID started in China, it is ending in China. It will end in China.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh. Clap your hands and say, my Lord and my God.
My Lord and my God.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle.
Merade minya kupoe kusau kui amaye. Wabra o kuku kuku air Ukraine Russia for the bib pinte pitena and you must say yako for mope after COVID as someone who be soup yomo and what China men will be a free buy no I call back to send them for my own yes yes on yaku boy the COVID and out your baby.
America is fighting economic wars.
Sikasemo or cool nesi our America men sikasemo ko ye.
Europe is fighting inflation.
Europe is also nyama poa e pejemo akosroma. Ewo Europe memo.
Africa is fighting inflation and economic difficulties.
Now how you know about America and Europe dia kabomu and about atari Africa memo.
Ghana city is struggling against the Western currencies.
Na Ghana ya city ni chese ninemu kususa wodi jirama no nisika semo a ba na ba form.
Prices have escalated. And yet Christmas is knocking at the door. And the children are crying for new shoes. And new sandals and new socks. The children don't care about inflation. They want chicken on the table. Children don't know I don't have money. They say, mommy, buy it for me because somebody's mother has also bought it for the son. So our mothers are thinking and they are praying. Fathers are asking, where is the money coming from? I brought you the word of God. Stand still and see the salvation which the Lord and your God will bring to you today. For the Egyptians that you see today, you see them again no more. If you are the one I am talking to, clap your hands and scream, yes.
Yes.
I know you are near Bakope.
I am talking to those businessmen and women here. They have done government contracts and they are putting their certificates and their expectations of the money. Every day they phone in to ask if the check is ready. It is story upon story upon story. And they have their workers to pay and they have their workers to give them bonuses for Christmas. The Lord says, I should tell you, businessman, businesswoman, stand still. Stand still.
Tidy.
And see.
What tidy and obehunu? Tidy no be where I didn't quite say. Why are bad? You may be out. We don't cry ten in our call. Nanka see a chow and now fries in the pipeline. Watch now, fry. We are working on it. Watch now, fry. Next week, in some food from here, catch now. Now, you might also add our car and go for a good friend. Your mom, and so go to your mom. Minya, it doesn't mean can't show. Say, tidy.
As you sit here today, it is not because you are poor, you don't have money. People are owing you. If the people who are owing you will pay what they are owing you, I am telling you, this Christmas will be the best.
Yes.
But the people who must pay you are saying they don't have the money. So when you call them and they see your call, they don't want to pick your call. I have brought you a prophetic word this morning.
Come on, stand still
and
see the salvation.
No. Don't. It's too long for me. Stand
still
and
see.
So, don't talk too much. Stand
still
and
see.
Come. we go again? Yes. Today you are preaching with me. Stand
still
and
see.
Stand
still
and
see.
I prophesy to you hearing me.
Jesus.
Your eyes will see something.
I receive it.
Your hands will touch something.
Yes.
Your mouth will sing something.
I receive it.
Are you the one I am talking to?
Yes.
Can you rush and say,
he
I am the one?
I am the one.
Shout and say, I am the one.
Yeah.
I am the one. Go to somebody. Go and prophesy. Talk to somebody. Are you sitting down? Don't sit down yet. Come on. Can you go to nine people? Go to nine people. Professor, stand still and see. Stand still and see. To some mothers and fathers here.
Yes.
The worst results have just been released. And your children will be going to school. I prophesy
to
stand still and see the schools that God will check your children in.
Yes.
Clap your hands and shout, I receive it. Clap your hands and shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and shout, I receive it.
I receive it.
Clap your hands and shout, I receive it. Let the devil hear you now. There is a mighty power in this place. There is a miracle in this place. Clap your hands and scream, I receive
it.
To some young people here.
Come on now.
You have gained admission for your degree and your master's and your PhD. You are asking how this program can be funded. I came here to let you know. COVID will not fund it for you.
Yes.
Ukraine, Russia war will not fund it for you.
Jesus.
Hey, America is struggling.
Yes.
Europe is struggling.
Yes.
Come on, Nana Akufo-Addo is struggling.
Yes.
Ghana, Africa, everybody is struggling.
Jesus.
But there is a God,
Jesus,
who says, stand still and
see.
When God shows up on the scene, I want you to know that God does not abandon what he starts. God will never abandon a battle he starts. When he starts, he finishes. God will never abandon a project that he starts. When he starts, he finishes it.
But somewhere.
Oh, this is a word of wisdom. Can you celebrate this one?
Yes.
Because I am talking directly to you. That God will finish what he has started in your life.
Amen.
Revelation chapter number 22 verse 13. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. The first and the last. The beginning and the end. Exodus, Revelation 22 verse 13. But I just discovered when I was doing the research for this sermon that we have just been misquoting it. The text begins from verse number 12. That text from verse number 12.
So nyanko popo ro tibiemu a hunu se esani se ni din ya sese ni awiye ni ntino onfiti okubi ase enja honko onfiti jumedia bi ase enja honko.
The verse 12 says, behold, I am coming quickly with my reward. God has a reward. He has a blessing. He said, I am bringing it. Then quickly he jumped and says, I am the first and the last. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. What has verse 13 got to do with verse number 12? When God's reward is coming, God's reward does not come to you where you stopped. God's reward takes into consideration how you began and how you finish. God's reward takes into consideration when you started and when you finished. How you started and how you finished. Whether you, when you started, whether you stayed on and you finished. Then the reward will come. The reward does not come, take into consideration what you are doing only in the now. But the beginning and the end. The first, the Alpha and the Omega. If you thought God forgot about your sacrifice yesterday, He is the Alpha
and the Omega.
If you thought that some good thing that you did 3 days ago, that in January, your fasting in January, your prayer in January, what you did in February, March, April, if you think God has forgotten, God has not forgotten. God is going to revisit what you did in January, and He will top it up with what you do in December.
Hallelujah.
He is the Alpha and the Omega. When He begins, He finishes it. May the Lord remember your beginning and your ending.
Amen. January week of the altar,
so God has started a project with the Israelites. He has started a journey with the Israelites. Moses was leading them. After back and forth with Pharaoh and upon God's mighty hand, Pharaoh now drives them. I said, come on, leave people, leave my country and go and let me have my peace. I prophesy, anybody who is owing you,
Jesus,
shall have no rest until they pay what they are owing.
Yes.
Anybody who must do you good and must do you kindness, I prophesy, they must do it. I said, take it and let me be free.
Amen.
Apostle did not cause them compelling and unwilling helpers. They are not willing to help you, but they will help you.
I receive it.
If you clap your hands and scream it and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Cause my helpers.
Cause my helpers.
Unwilling helpers.
Unwilling helpers.
Compel them.
Compel them.
Eradin yankopon ma bo afo bebi amu she biara so mo nya ma jipo eradin she omo no mo fa mi sire bi mra sa so no yankopon ba beti ti obi bi ode woka obi biara adanfo boni bi a wa che wo ba dia she du boni no mo no ena no pe ocha wo ba no e do ba ma wo yesu di
Israel left Egypt.
Israel fought from Mizrim.
Then they go to the Red Sea. And they look behind them, and the Egyptian 600 chariots and their armed forces were pursuing. They started being afraid. They lifted their voices and they started saying all kinds of things. Then God said to Moses, tell them to shut their mouth and stand still and see the salvation with the Lord their God will wrought.
Hallelujah.
For
these Egyptian chariots they are seeing today, they will see them again.
Yes, Lord. And
God explained how he was going to do it.
He said,
the Lord will fight for
you.
And you shall hold your peace.
No matter.
There are three things. When God is about to move, there are three noises he doesn't want to hear. There are three voices God doesn't want to hear. Take note of that. Some of you have been speaking those voices and some of you have been hearing those noises. Today I want to separate you from those noises.
Amen.
Because onyakopon watching kwasi asem.
Ompe dede.
Onyami mpe.
Ompe dede.
Yebeba horse. God hates nkwasiasem. God hates nonsense. Number one, God doesn't want to hear the voice of the grave. Two, the voice of oppression. Three, the voice of death. He doesn't want to hear that language from you. The grave, oppression, and death. Take it out of your syllabus.
So nyame e kwamawa.
You clap because you are going to enjoy this one. You give the Lord a mighty clap. Give the Lord a mighty clap and a mighty praise. Look at verse number 10. The text that we are studying. Exodus. Chapter number 14. Look at verse number 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Verse number 11. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Verse number 12. Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may save the Egyptians? We wanted to be oppressed. We wanted this bondage. The slavery. We wanted it. For it would have been better for us to save the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Are there no graves in Egypt?
Well, brother, Pharaoh, none of them ever on my pet. Israel for Timo. Eh, most when you catch us a Jeremy Zimnak, you war. I thought the Abbess, that's why then, oh, woman, any Egyptian, and now Mizimuti, and all the Abbess, I said, oh, Jay, I won't quite swamu, Nanki, a war punk here, yeah. I don't know the Abbess has three sweet. Ah, yeah, pray.
Moses, you are a good man. I am pushing Moses aside. Today I'm putting Moses aside. I want these foolish people to ask me this nonsense. Apostle General, are there no graves in Accra? Some people are asking me.
You the ever Moses General Chen, but I be able to say this question. Apostle General, now so why mu na any krana?
Oh. There are plenty. In fact, I'm very close to one of them called Awudome.
Awudome,
but who said if there are graves in Egypt, those graves were meant for the Israelites?
Come on.
The graves in Egypt are meant for those who want to die and those who must die. But those who are meant for the land of Canaan,
Jesus,
and the promised land, we are not meant for the graves.
Never.
There are graves in Accra. There are graves in your hometown. But the graves will bury those that must be buried. As for you and me, minus us.
Yes.
There is no grave with our names over there.
Yes.
Hey.
We don't speak the voice of graves. We don't make noise about graves. Are there no graves in Egypt? Yes, there are. But who said that those graves were meant for them? There is bondage and there is slavery. But bondage and slavery doesn't belong to everybody. They are for those who want to be there.
Yeah.
As for me, I will walk in liberty and freedom that the Lord has given to me.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, are you celebrating the goodness of the Lord?
Yes. And Shasu Okosu, Nansu Wuni Webusia, Yeni Ejani Ebusia, Yeni Nadia, Yen Shasankwa, Somana Se, Yen Shasan Shasuana Se.
Psalm 88, verse number 10. Psalm 88, verse number 10. This song is written by one of the wisest musicians in Solomon's court. He's called Ethan.
Ethan,
they trace Ethan's history as one of the sons of Levi. So he comes from the house of the priesthood. His job was to compose and write songs for the worship of the temple. He wrote this song at the time Solomon was ill, and he was believing God for healing for Solomon. And look at what Ethan sang. Look at the song he sang in verse number 10. Lord, will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness?
Na da bromo hot be e be den ya ye ye ni osori e abrawo e wo be bi o seye e wo ye be die yi wa ye e wo seye mwana se owo mu.
God is not honored in your grave. He's not honored.
Enye ni onyamu se ma nyankopo wo bra wo se adamre mu ana wo se owo amuna mu.
When you are dead and you are forgotten and everybody has forgotten about you, God has no pride in it. Moses, this was what we told him. We said, leave us alone. We were comfortable in the slavery. We were comfortable in the oppression. At least we were eating cucumber and leeks. And at least every day we saw the graves that they had dug, waiting for us to die and to be buried.
Yes.
And now this wilderness, there are no graves here. Hey, Apostle General, I'm not thinking about graves now. I am thinking about completing the oil dome.
Amen.
And I am looking at having your wedding in this place.
Yes.
I am looking forward to the Sunday after church that you call me outside and tell me you have bought a new car. I should come and dedicate your car. And then I come and dedicate your house. That's what I'm looking forward
to. Amen.
And the grave that the devil has dug, may his grandmother and his grandchildren be buried in it.
Yes.
But as for me and my house,
Jesus,
clap your hands and say, in the grave, that has been dug, they will bury themselves.
They will bury themselves.
As for me and my house,
that grave
doesn't belong to us.
Belong to us.
I will not die.
I will not die
for them to be buried.
For them to be buried.
I will finish my work.
I will finish my work.
I will finish my course.
I will finish my course.
Because my God, when He starts something,
He
finishes it.
He finishes it.
If God has brought me to the Red Sea,
yes.
If God has brought us to the Red Sea,
God has brought us to
He
the
knows. knows how to cross the Red Sea.
He knows how to cross the Red Sea.
The Egyptians will not swallow us.
The economy
will not swallow us.
Swallow us.
Finances.
Poverty
will not swallow us.
Swallow us.
This December,
it shall be well.
We shall feed our children. We shall prosper. In the house. Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And a grave
that has been dug.
For me,
I will not
be buried. And the obituary. That they are writing.
About me.
I cancel.
By the blood.
Of Jesus.
Clap your hands.
And pray.
And the bondage.
And slavery.
That the devil wants to keep me.
I am coming out. Clap your hands and say, I am coming out. I am coming out. There is healing right now. There is deliverance right now. You don't know what is happening. Maybe you are praying for your husband. Maybe you are delivering your husband. Maybe your wife. Maybe your son. Maybe your daughter. Maybe your sister. Maybe your brother. Maybe your auntie. Maybe your uncle. Church, do something right now. Clap your hands. Pray. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
When I prophesy those negative dead noises, clap your hands and say, I reject them. Any noise from the grave,
I reject it.
Any voice from the grave,
I reject it.
Any voice of oppression,
I reject it.
Any voice of slavery,
I reject it.
Any voice of bondage,
I reject it.
Any voice of darkness,
I reject it.
Any voice of death,
I reject it.
Any death knocking at your door,
I reject it.
Any grave knocking at your door,
I reject it.
Any poverty knocking at your door,
I reject it.
Any hand of the devil chasing you,
I reject it.
Chasing your family,
I reject it.
Your children,
I reject it.
Your children's children,
I reject it.
Clap your hands and say, I reject it.
I reject it.
Give the Lord a shout.
Challenge is set before you. The demons run and flee.
All the mention of your name, King of Majesty. There is no power in hell or any room can stand.
Should I end here?
Continue.
Hey! Whoever said to you, when you turn back and you see the Pharaoh and his chariots, it means you are going to your grave.
Back to sender.
Who said that to you?
Back to sender.
Who said that to you?
What?
Contrary to what you think, anytime you see Pharaoh and his chariots, it means that the glory of God is coming down.
Yes!
They didn't hear me. As a matter of fact, anytime you get to the Red Sea,
Jesus,
and you see Pharaoh and his chariot,
come on now.
It is not grave.
Jesus.
It is not back to Egypt.
Jesus.
It is not death.
Yes.
You are about to see the glory of God.
The glory.
Somebody run.
The mountains shake before the demons run.
Somebody run.
Run!
Shout! door. The miracle is coming.
Come on now.
Receive an open door this week.
I receive it.
Hey! May the glory of the Lord appear to you.
I receive it.
Watch this, Reverend Agri. Watch this. It was only Moses who knew why the Egyptians' chariots were at the Red Sea with them. The rest of the congregation didn't know. Earlier on, God had already told Moses in verse number 17 and 18. He says, Moses, you know what? I will harden the heart of Pharaoh. He will not let you go. He will pursue you to the Red Sea. And I'm intentionally luring him to the Red Sea so that I will swallow him.
Yes!
Somebody, you are not running. Somebody, you are not celebrating. Somebody, you are not running. Somebody, you are not shouting.
Jesus.
Somebody, you are not celebrating.
Jesus.
Somebody, you are not rejoicing.
Jesus.
Clap your hands and say, my Lord, my Lord.
My Lord, my Lord.
Show us thy glory.
Show us thy glory.
Show us thy glory.
Show us thy glory.
At the Red Sea.
At the Red Sea.
In this economy.
In this economy.
In this hard day.
In this hard day.
In this inflation.
In this inflation.
In this trouble.
This trouble.
Show us thy glory.
Thy glory.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Lift up your voice in prayer.
Let him root desire. Clap those hands in prayer. Oh Lord and our Lord. Show us thy glory. Let thy glory be revealed.
Show us thy glory.
Show us thy
Lift
glory.
Lift up your voice.
Lift up your voices and pray right now.
I will harden.
I will harden
the heart of Pharaoh.
The heart of Pharaoh.
He will not let you go.
He will not let you go.
He will chase you.
He will chase you
to the Red Sea.
To the Red Sea.
So that I will glorify.
I glorify
myself.
Myself.
Anytime.
Anytime.
You see Egypt.
You see Egypt.
It is glory.
It is glory.
Anytime.
Anytime.
You see the grace.
You see the grace.
It is glory.
It is glory.
Anytime.
Anytime.
You see inflation.
Inflation.
It is glory.
It is glory.
Anytime.
The city
comes down.
Comes down.
It is glory.
It is glory.
Anytime. You have no money.
You have no money
in your pocket.
In your pocket.
It is glory.
It is glory.
Anytime. You are sick.
You are sick.
It is glory.
It is glory.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Receive.
Receive.
Glory.
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 Lift up your voice.
Lift up your voice.
Pray.
Pray. Lift your voices in prayer right now. Let thy glory be revealed. Let the glory of the Lord. Let it be revealed. I hear a sound. Even of the glory of the Lord right now. Let the glory of the Lord. Let it be revealed. Anytime you see the grave, it is the glory. Anytime you see the inflations, it is the glory. Anytime poverty is drinking at you.
Lift up your voice in the name of the Lord Jesus. Appella Cosanta. Ilama Cosambla. Let the glory of the Lord.
According to your knowledge and your will for me, what you said you are blind. I just need to align, no, because you are not the man that changes your mind. No, don't mind them. Then you pick it. Those that know you will trust in you, not in horses and chariots, but in armor flesh. No one can prevail. According to your knowledge and your will for me,
what you say you are not, I just need to align, oh, because you are not a man that changes your mind, oh.
When God says stand still. Number one, he says, be firm in your mind. Number two, be calm in your heart. Number three, be confident in your attitude. And number four.
And nine.
Be quiet if you don't know what to say. Be quiet. when God says, stand still. Four things. Number one, be firm in your mind. Two, be calm in your heart. Three, be confident in your attitude. And number three, be quiet if you don't know what to say. Don't go and start making dede about graves and slavery and going back to Egypt and death. Onyami on pedede.
The chat one is say, so could you say to be a man who knew the Obeka on Yakuposekawanu tomb? A son said, Did they be aha, Ochi? Did they be a best sound sent any?
Did you do the first one?
Yes, I did.
You did the first one. Did you do it properly? I didn't hear the tree. Be firm in your mind.
What do you know? What's sinu? And more do you know? And more do you know? And chintim.
James chapter 1, verse 8. A double minded person God hates. Don't be double-minded. Stand still. Let your mind be focused. Don't wave. Don't follow useless people who are going nowhere. Last time I told you, if there are any people you want to follow on social media, follow those who speak wisdom and those who have sense. Don't follow these people. Every day they are showing their buttocks. Every day their body. I'm so tired. In fact, I don't even want to look at it. But because I'm looking for news, when I go there and then they are bombarding me, every day I have to be confessing my sins. What nonsense is that?
Gloria day.
Hey, be very careful. They use small boys, bad boys. You think I don't know what you have been doing? Somebody say, Abba.
Abba.
I'm looking for news. And then some nonsense is...
James. Namia Samuel Yakubu James. I say, Obia Naji Eyi Himono. Ontu Mi Nadi Pebi Fri Namenche. Si Wajini. Yo Namia Kani Si Wajini Ewa So... Yeah, Papa Katia Nano said, open confetti at your social media. And yeah, you are no fua. That could papa saw your popular. That could papa celebrate. No, you in a high moon. No, you in a chest at a church. I wish to send you, sir. I've been wanting to pie. No, be I, sir. Pie. No, be I, sir. Ya brown, ever pass over brown. Who show my catch and say, Apostle Janus over brown.
God damn, that's it. We are tired. Tell them we are tired.
It is on pep pictures, be news, pep. Obi send you say send you si pen eba. We show ma ka chiro mo. Yembre.
Big. Stand still.
Onya me se tidy.
Let your mind be firm on God.
Mo wajini ensi onyankopon sonko a. Ene dia waka
chiro. Associate with godly people.
Enkofo nya mi zrowo omumu no. Sankofo na fa mu adamfo.
Those who love to go to the house of the Lord, they must be your friends.
Omo amu do Christo, epa sorry kono, sanko afo no chisomo na fa hu.
Love people who love to pray.
Penko afo sem sanko afo epem pa yebo no fa hu ba won.
Just friends who don't talk about the grave and about bondage and about slavery and about death and about defeat and about curses. Don't get out of their company. Those people, when they see Pharaoh, they see grave. But me, when I see Pharaoh, I see glory.
Glory!
And did you be a chicken? Keke. And kasakasa by heart, keke. And kofobi omu unu Pharaoh, amunim so mu uo. Nansu yani apose jana, yeni anu muni nadi yeni mse. Ye unu Pharaoh, ni unu onyami yeni onyami se. Onyami tu mi eba besane.
When they see Ukraine-Russia war, they see death. But when I see Ukraine-Russia war, I see God's honor about to come down.
Amen.
Are you clapping or you are doing something like clapping?
Obi Owa, this is Ukraine. Any Russia for kupe, hey, you woo, hey, I'm an ear, but I'm so, yet you're one who said,
Some people, when they see an empty bank account, then they get pressure and they get sick. As for me, when I see an empty bank account, yes, I know that God is about to send me helpers.
Yes.
Am I prophesying over Royal House Chapel?
Yes.
And all the sons and daughters of Apostle General around,
yes,
the world. Stand
still
and
see.
Tidy. Men pepre huna ube hunu. Usha wa bank account na check ni nyama yepe. Usi rodi mida watu se. Wasuma bofu ya kwa dai kano. Edi check na abram ya nope ya. Erodi mida wasi. Erodi mida wasi. Men wakume ntu.
Be calm in your heart.
Kawakuma tu yem. Emu wakuma enyi him. Tidy wakume.
And here is the best one. Anytime you get to the crossroads, you get to the brink of the sea, and you see Pharaoh and you see all the threatenings, and you don't know what to do, the best option, keep quiet. Shut your mouth. Don't say anything, because when you open your mouth to say something, you are going to talk negative. You talk grave. And you talk slavery. You talk about going back to Egypt. Quiet.
Hallelujah. Dear Chatwa, I had the pan say, what could you see? Bianima, Unu Diao, ye, and Adia Obekano, Yapapasi Kawanutum, Shay and Wanko Kapi B, and Tiadio Yami, Asisano, and say in Saint Trenano, Yedi, Yakum.
And see the salvation, the word salvation there, and see the deliverance, but I'm not interested. I'm interested in the New Living Translation, and see the rescue. The rescue. Now, rescue is a military word. It means that the rescue God is talking about is going to come by military operation. In other words, the Egyptians that you see today, you see them again no more. God will ambush the Egyptians behind them. He will come and cover their face with a pillar of cloud. And then when the pillar of cloud goes, the pillar of fire will come. They will not be able to penetrate the cloud and the fire until Israel has finished crossing.
Yes.
After that, God will lure them and open up the Red Sea. And when they attempt, the Red Sea will cover all of them. It's going to be a rescue operation. It's going to be a military operation. Another word which I want to leave with you this morning, it is going to be an operation by surprise. It will be sudden.
Sudden.
If you are here this morning and you are not expecting a surprise miracle, you are not my son, you are not my daughter. But if you are here this morning and you are expecting a surprise miracle, then you came to church.
Yes.
Then you heard the word.
Yes.
Clap your hands and say, stand still.
Stand still.
And give the Lord a mighty shout of celebration.
Yeah.
A surprise is coming.
I receive it.
A rescue is coming.
I receive it.
An operation is coming.
Yes.
God is about to do something.
Hallelujah.
And I am not surprised at those who are coming forward. And I'm not surprised at the many who are standing there looking at me. Keep standing there looking at me. But those who are running, run! This week is the week of divine operation. Divine operation. Rescue is coming. Salvation is coming. Deliverance is coming. Stand still.
Lift up your voice and lift up voices. You are engaging the altar right now, and you are engaging covenant over your life today. We declare that this week a certain visitation from the Lord our God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. This morning we provoke anointing and we declare, oh Lord, and push our enemies. Oh my God and my Lord, let the destruction of the enemy come upon them, oh Lord. We declare today,
right.
Our God, surprise us this week. Let this week be a week of surprises. A week of
our surprises. Surprise, oh Lord. We declare, oh Lord, our God and our Lord. Let the heavens open and surprise our lives. In the name of Jesus.
I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord. Forgive me, oh Jesus. I wanted to sum your prayer this morning with this song. Just sum your prayer. Just sum your prayer. Lift up your hands, oh Jesus. There's an anointing which has come upon you this morning. You are carrying the glory of God with you this week. This week you will see the glory of God. Stand still,
oh God.
And see,
fill my heart and show yourself.
You don't need to fight in this battle. God will fight for you.
Stand in my heart and in my soul. Oh Lord, be man in my heart. Oh Lord, be man.
I have made you too small in my eyes. Today you must see God bigger than your situation. God is bigger than your need. God is bigger than the economy. God is bigger than Ghana. God is bigger than Africa. God is bigger than Europe.
I have believed in the Lord.
That you can help us. The devil is a liar. We will not die in the graves. The graves are not meant for us.
Connect with the Apostle General on Twitter at Sam Cranchy, Facebook and Instagram, Sam Cranchy Ankara. Share your prayer requests and testimonies via info at royalhousechapel.org. Royal House Chapel, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.